My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin lovable? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, you know my situation. There's no need to say that I never... She goes, there's no need to say that I never stopped. I go, you're so cold to me. You did things I would never do to you. You hurt me so badly. I know about your situation. I was working to solve your problems, to help you. You have no idea the fire that burned in my heart for you. But you just hurt me, left me ruined, left me broken. Which is what they want to hear.
No, yeah. Broken, no, what they want to hear. They don't want to hear, yeah, left you broke. Plus, hopefully not leaving you broke.
Yeah.
He's got to mind some of that cash.
Yes.
She goes, that was not my intention. I thought you didn't want to talk to me anymore. You weren't answering me when I was trying to talk to you. I go, I wasn't answering you because I was so hurt. If I could have gone to my island escape, which was Aruba. Remember I went there? A little callback. I would have. But all the money I had saved, I did something else with. She goes, you were being rather cold to me. I go. She goes, what'd you do with it? The money.
Perk? What? Money?
I go, yes, because you did things to me that a lover should not do. Is my wife right? Am I so unlovable? I changed for you. It is my secret. I will tell you when you can look into my eyes, when you cannot confuse my words, because you will see my face.
Wow.
She goes, are you busy or something? I go, no. Did you not see what I wrote? Busy? I am useless. I go, yes, because you do things to me that a lover should not do. I wrote it. I repeat it again.
Yeah.
You know.
She's not taking the bait.
She goes, that's not going to happen anytime soon about the video chat. I used to borrow money to do that. What with you? I can't anymore because I am broke and the boss says no. No.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
And I can't afford to.
You know what? And you said, I'm like, well, it's about fucking time.
I mean, yeah, I know. I was like,
I was in management for years. I'm like, yeah. I'll think of the bottom line here.
And the boss says no.
Would have put my foot down months ago.
And can't afford to owe people. It's not a good thing to do. I go, I understand. There's more than I need to tell you, and it's important to you and your friends, but I can't via Facebook. Too dangerous. Just know I worked very hard to keep you safe and make you happy. She goes, what friends are you talking about? I go, I can't tell you. I promise when I see you, I will tell you everything. You really have no idea how dedicated I was to us and the people important to you. She goes, I don't understand a word you are saying. If you can't tell me here, then there is no need anywhere else, because I can't. I don't think you understand. I am broke. I go, I understand. I swear to you, if I could tell you here, I would. You may not love me. You may have never loved me, but that does not mean I would not help you. If you can ever see me, I think you will be stunned about what I have to say. Why did you do those things to hurt me? She goes, what have I done to hurt you? I go, take down the pictures. That hurts so much. Not include me on your site when we talked about how we both want me to get to know your real family. When Mavis went crazy, you immediately asked what I did to her. It all adds up. You just do not love me, because people who love each other do not treat each other that way.
Sniff.
Yes. She goes, it's really weird you're saying this to me when things went bad for me and I needed you most. You were nowhere to be found. And now look at what you were telling me. I don't even know what to tell you. I go, I was there for you every day. I never left you for one moment. I changed my life to make myself better for you and Kasia, her daughter. I stopped the drinking. I stopped the porn. I stopped the black magic.
That's really too bad.
Really. I put away the gun for you and your daughter. When was I not there? She goes, we've been together for close to a year. I've told my friends and some family about you, and I have nothing to show for it. I go, you were about to. Is my worth to you measured in dollars? She goes, I'm not talking about money. I go, what are you talking about? Bunch of question marks.
Yeah.
I told you I loved you every day. I shared everything in my world with you, both good and bad. I let my guard down for you twice. You know, as her and Agnes.
Yes.
I would have written that roast that you wanted, but Ishmael never contacted me. Remember she wanted the roast about her?
Yes.
Joe likes that. What?
Crazy.
When you recap it, it's just all this nonsense.
What are you talking about?
No,
I'm bearing my soul.
That, isn't she going, yeah, that was crazy shit. Yeah, that was nuts.
She's not.
Wait a minute.
But, but she's not. She keep reading. Keep reading.
Yes, please.
Sorry.
She goes, I guess you think I'm all about the money. I go, I do not. But what are you talking about? She goes, I can see you don't. She goes, I can see you don't even know me. That's possible. There might be multiples. Very possible.
I don't know all of you.
I go, it is you that does not know me. I have tears in my eyes. I thought you were my soulmate. She goes, forget about it.
What?
She goes, I can see you think I'm here for the money. If it was for that, I would have left long ago. I think it's better I leave so you see your money means nothing to me.
Wow.
I don't know what the hell to think right now.
I know.
I really
I'm
don't
confused.
Know what to think. I'm going to tell you why. Well, because the radio show, maybe you want to share with the audience.
I love the fact that Joe is so trained that I know what to Joe's like, I'll handle this.
He didn't want to share.
Beating himself
up. That's your job. That's one of the reasons you're sitting here, you imbecile.
Just sit there and stew.
Give us the pouty
she knows
look.
She know, yeah, but she knows the back. She knows enough of the backstory, but there was so much emotional stuff there. That and he's recapping it that you've done nothing. You've done. He's done plenty. It's not about the money,
right?
But it's not about the money. It's about the love. But it doesn't seem that same emotional connection.
No,
that there was. If it was the same person,
I don't think I got my girl.
I don't think you do because I don't sense that emotional connection. Look, I'm in a relationship where the emotional connection is almost gone. But the thing about it is there should be more. Wouldn't you agree there should be more of it than there is, especially when you're recapping it?
Unless she's such a good actress that she faked it all and the boss is cracked. I don't think she's that good of an actress.
But if it's – no, she's not. And if she's – because – but the simple fact is she's kind of stating her responses, but she's saying it's not just about the money. Then if it's not about the money, there should be the emotional response that you've been getting in the past 6 months, 7 months, 12 months, the 10 months we've been doing this.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.